Keeping to my plan, in the spring of 2008, I made an appointment to visit my primary care doctor, who suggested yet another round of physical therapy. He offered to write me a prescription for painkillers to help me get through what he described as this rough patch. I'd already had three fruitless assignations with a local physical therapy clinic, I reminded him, and painkillers were out of the question because even a single Vicodin addled my brain. Sighing, as if he'd been through this routine too many times before, my doctor scribbled out an order for an MRI and the address of a private radiology clinic in the city rather than that of the local hospital's department a few blocks away. Several days after I'd had the scan, the physician's assistant outlined the contents of the radiologist's report over the phone, mentioning two herniated discs and a condition called degenerative disc disease. In a flash, my brain translated that diagnosis into life in a wheelchair. I should come in immediately, she said, so that we could plan my next steps. In the interim, I should be careful of how I moved and what I lifted. That evening, I babied my ostensibly fragile spine through dinner and dishes. Then I sat down next to my husband on the sofa and told him the news. A week later, my primary care doctor read the same radiology report to me in person. The intervertebral discs in my spine, he said, had lost their resiliency. He did not explain that there was often no correlation between flat or black discs, as seen on an MRI, and pain, or that degenerative disc disease was a very controversial diagnosis. It took a couple of weeks to get an appointment at the orthopedic clinic, and no wonder. The reception area was jammed. The waiting crowd meant that the surgeon was tops, I assumed. After an hour's delay, however, I learned that I wasn't going to see the surgeon. Instead, the physician's assistant would evaluate me. Although my detailed spinal MRI was less than a month old, I'd need a fresh set of X-rays done right in the office as soon as she finished asking me some questions. The X-ray technician aimed the camera at my neck. The pain, I reminded him, was in my hip and my leg and my low back. It's written right here that we need the cervical, he said, and fired away. By the time I was dressed again, the physician's assistant realized that she'd checked the wrong box. I stripped again for yet another unnecessary dose of radiation. On my next visit, I was sure I would see the surgeon, but the physiatrist who scrutinized me as he darted around the exam room on a rolling stool explained that the surgeon was booked 3 months out. In any event, slots in his schedule were reserved for patients who had already failed conservative treatment. Physiatrists are often confused with podiatrists or psychiatrists, but they are MDs who specialize in physical medicine and rehabilitation. Those who work independently are worth their weight in gold because they're expert anatomical sleuths and skilled in exercise physiology. Those who work for spine surgeons typically make a living performing spinal injections and other interventional pain management procedures, bolstering the surgeon's bottom line. After talking to me for less than 5 minutes, this particular physiatrist whipped out a prescription pad emblazoned with OxyContin's Boxy logo. Then he scribbled down a list of options for conservative care. He could perform a series of epidural steroid injections or order more physical therapy. He could destroy the spidery nerves that grow around the facet joints of the spine. He could send me off to the affiliated pain management practice where I could get a prescription for opioids. When I asked him what he would do and what it would cost, he invoked the phrase shared decision making. Ideally, that term describes a very informed choice made with the help of a physician who explains the risks and benefits of each option. Instead, this doctor said I should research my choices on the web and get back to him. If I wanted to talk about dollars, I should call my health insurance provider. He had a lot of weapons in his arsenal, he emphasized, and he was willing to try them all.